We have the incredible privilege this week to read Parshas Ha'azinu. You know, amazingly, we often think of Shabbos Bereishis as the first Shabbos of the year. But of course, you know, this week, this Parshas Ha'azinu, this is the first Shabbos of the year, Tavshin Pei Aleph, the year 5781. And how privileged we are to read these beautiful and sacred words of Moshe Rabbeinu. All of Chumash Devarim is Moshe Rabbeinu trying to go ahead and give over not his last will and testament, but his last words, these last nuggets, morsels, and pearls of hadracha, of instruction and of guidance for Klal Yisrael. Because Moshe Rabbeinu knows that his beloved people are going to accomplish many incredible things, but he also knows that we are going to make incredible mistakes. And so he tries to forewarn us as much as possible. He tries to teach us about ourselves, tries to teach us about human nature, tries to teach us from our history what has gone right, what has gone wrong, and use that as a framework for how to build a successful future. And in Parshas Ha'azinu, Moshe Rabbeinu discusses that there will be times, unfortunately, when we will leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There will be times when we will forsake the relationship. And in Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Yud Ches, chapter 32, verse 18, Moshe Rabbeinu says something amazing, tragically amazing. Tzur yelad chateshi vatishkach kel mecholalecha. So generally the way we translate this is, Tzur yelad chateshi, you ignored the rock who gave birth to you. The rock, a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzur, a rock, the rock that gave birth to you, the rock that gave you life. Teshi, you forgot him. Referencing the idea that sometimes in life we just simply forget about the Ribbono Shel Olam. Vatishkach kel mecholalecha. And you forgot the God who brought you forth. See here, Moshe Rabbeinu highlighting this incredible difficult dynamic that sometimes we just forget about God. Sometimes we just forget about the Ribbono Shel Olam. Sometimes we forget knowingly. Sometimes we forget unknowingly. But we forget about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, unfortunately. But the great tzaddik Rabbi Nachman Mendel of Kotsk reads this pasuk a little bit differently. And he understands that there are actually two themes included here. First part, Tzur Yelad Chateshi. So he translated that as, you have forgotten, or you have ignored, you have forgotten the rock who gave birth to you. He says, no, the Katz, that's not what it means. Tzur Yeladcha, the rock who birthed you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you life, Teshi, also gave you the power to forget. I will say, what does it mean, the power to forget? Hashem gave us the gift of forgetfulness. What does this mean? What this means is that Hashem has given us the ability to forget our tzaros. Meaning what? That the Ribbono Shel Olam programmed us with the ability to put things out of our mind, to move on. You know, if you think back for just a moment and you go back to all the things that went wrong in life for you, you can begin to compile a list. And if you go back even further in your childhood, this happened, that happened, but there's something amazing. If you push yourself to make that list of everything that has gone wrong, you'll recall things. But there are so many things that you won't remember until you force yourself to remember. Even when you force yourself to remember, there will be so many other misfortunes and setbacks and difficulties and failures that you won't remember. That is the gift of forgetfulness. That is the gift of teshi. That is the gift of forgetting. The Ribbono Shel Olam has programmed us with the ability to move on, with the ability to forget. You know, Chazal write that there's a gzeira, there's a decree, shahameis mishtachach min halev, that the dead are forgotten. The dead are forgotten. Anyone who's ever endured a loss knows that you never forget your loved one. But Elamai, what does it mean? When a person endures loss, that loss sits on the front of my mind. I see it everywhere. I experience it everywhere. And then as time goes on, what happens? The loss is still there, but it's pushed a little bit more back. So it's not on the front of my mind. It's a little bit more in the recesses of my mind. And then over time, it might not even be part of my daily conscious thought. It may still reside at every moment in my subconscious, but it might not be there in my consciousness every moment of every day. The Ribbono Shel Olam has given us the gift of forgetfulness. Because if we didn't have the ability to forget, can you imagine what life would be like? Can you imagine if you walked around every single day saddled with the feelings of failure for every single thing you did wrong in life, for every misfortune, for every misstep, for every failure, for everything you've tried but yet didn't follow through on, for every relationship that I've ruined, for every interaction that didn't... Can you imagine walking around with that every single day? Can you imagine as a nation If we walked around with our tzaras every single day, you know, part of the power of Tisha B'Av is that Tisha B'Av is the day when we allow ourselves to feel the entire history of our tragedies. And what happens? It's overwhelming. Tisha B'Av is a day of bechi, it's a day of crying. I sit on the floor. Because if I allow myself to remember everything that's gone wrong, it's overwhelming. If I remember every tragedy, national tragedy, it's overwhelming. If I remember every personal tragedy, it's overwhelming. So the Ribono Shel Olam says the Kotzker, Tzur Yiladcha, the rock that gave birth to you, wants you to be successful. So what did he give you? Teshi. He gave you the ability to forget. The ability to forget. But what's the problem? Vatishkach kel mecholuleka. The problem is, says the Kotzker, you used that forgetfulness to forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You took the gift that the Ribono Shel Olam gave you and you turned it against the Ribono Shel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you the power, the gift of forgetting in order to be able to put your failures, your sadness, your tragedy, your loss behind you, to quote unquote, forget it. Put it behind you so that you could move on and build a successful life. And I took that koach of forgetfulness and I turned it against the Ribono Shel Moshe Rabbeinu telling us. Moshe gave you a gift. He gave you a gift. But that gift of forgetfulness is there to make you successful. And you used it, unfortunately, to forget the very rock who birthed you. The very God who loves you. And the Dubna Magid gives a mashal. He tells the mashal of a man. We'll call him Reuven. And Reuven once owed Shimon a lot of money. And he had no way of paying back the money. So what happens? Reuven goes to his friend Levi. He says, Levi, listen, I owe Shimon a lot of money. What should I do? Levi says, I got a great idea for you. Just pretend you're Meshuggah. Just pretend you're crazy. Pretend you lost your mind. Right? So when he comes and he asks you for the money, start saying, excuse me, do I know you? Who are you? Start howling, start whooping, start running around, start doing crazy stuff. Shimon is going to say, ah, Nebuchadnezzar, the guy lost his mind, and he's not going to collect any money from you. So Shimon shows up to collect the money. Reuven goes in and does his whole Meshuggah act, and surely enough, Shimon says, no, ah, Nebuch. Reuven became Meshuggah. I can't collect the money. Well, it happens to be that Levi also lent Reuven money. Reuven owed Levi some money. So a couple of days later, Levi comes to collect his debt from Reuven. Reuven, remember the $1,000 I gave you? And what does Reuven start doing? He starts whooping, he starts yelling, he starts running around. He says, excuse me, do I know you? And Levi says, hold up. Remember, I gave you the Eitzah to act Meshuggah. Don't try to use it on me. Says Moshe Rabbeinu to Klal Yisrael. Tzur Yilad Chateshi. The Ribono Shel Olam gave you the gift of forgetfulness. Don't use it against him. Don't use that very gift of the Ribono Shel Olam against HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bichvodo Ba'atzmo, against God himself. And I think the Kotzker is teaching us an incredible idea, both in terms of the power of forgetfulness, that sometimes successful living requires me to just let go of the past. To just let go of the past. To become someone new and to start again. Sometimes we are so settled by the failures of our past that we are unable to move forward. Tzur Yilad Chateshi, the Ribono Shel Olam gave you the power to forget. Use it. Move on. Sometimes you just have to let go and let the past be the past so that you have the ability to build a beautiful and bright future. The greatest gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us is Teshi, is the ability sometimes to forget, to let go, and to move on. But this must also sensitize us to the idea that the Ribono Shel Olam gives us so many gifts. And my job as a Jew is to take each of those gifts and somehow use them for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Somehow use them for my people. Somehow use them to cultivate and create stronger bonds between myself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, between myself and Am Yisrael, between myself and myself. Every gift we are given in life must be used for a higher purpose. And sometimes, tragically, the gifts that the Ribono Shel Olam gives us, we use against him. We use against ourselves. We use against our fellow Jew. Sometimes people have a bracha of wealth, and they use that wealth to create their own personal comfort, but yet ignore the plight of others. Or they use that wealth to create an inflated sense of self while looking down on others who don't have that. Sometimes I have intellectual prowess, and I use that to analyze, to philosophize, to go ahead and do all these things to build myself up, but yet, I look down on others, or I marginalize others, or I demean others. You go through the list. Every gift we have is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rebbe Shalom just tells us, enjoy it, utilize it, but use it to come closer to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Use it to make your people better. Use it to make yourself better. Don't use it to drive a wedge between me and you. Don't use it to go ahead and push other Jews or other people to the side. You know, this was the chait of Adam HaRishon. The Rosh Hashanah gave him a world, gave him a beautiful physical world, and said to him, I just want you to use the world to build a bridge between you and me. And what did Adam do? He used the material world to create a chasm, to create a split, a divide between himself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Materialism was used to create a division, divisiveness between man and God. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm ready and willing to give you a world of bracha, but you have to use it in the right way. Don't turn my brachas against me. Don't turn my blessings against me. Use the blessings I give you to build yourself, to build your people, and to build a stronger relationship with me. And if you do that, I promise you, I'll keep giving you more. But if you take what I give you and you turn it against me, then why should I give you bracha? So on this first Shabbos of the year, may we be zochem Eretz Hashem to internalize these two dramatic lessons. Let's take stock of the brachos we have. Thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for them, and then make sure that we are using them in the right way. And number two, let us always remember perhaps the greatest blessing of all, the blessing of forgetfulness. Sometimes you have to deal with your past, and sometimes you have to forget your past. Sometimes you have to struggle with your failures. Sometimes you just have to forget your failures. Tzur Yilad Chateshi, the Rak, the Ribbono Shel Olam who birthed us, who gave us life and gives us life every single moment, also gives us the koach to forget. May we find the wisdom and the strength to use that gift, allow the past to be the past, and in Yiratz Hashem chart our way forward into a bright and beautiful future. Wishing everyone a guten Erev Shabbos Kodesh, a beautiful and uplifting Shabbos Shuvah, and a Gemar Chasima Tovah.